Folks, let's do this. Let's you know, we got our friend Bruce sitting here. Let's indulge him. Folks, as you may know, we recently brought back the most requested segment of the show, fan favorite Bruce Cherry's Pitch of the Week. Each week, noted humorist Bruce Cherry presents a delightfully insightful proposal for a recurring bit. Now, please welcome back Bruce Cherry for Bruce Cherry's Pitch of the Week.
Big news, Mark.
Yes.
I've decided to bring back one of my prior triumphs, a bit I pitched last fall.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Con queso, por favor. Semper Fi, Julio. I can't allow this.
What? I'm so reasonable.
But I'm not. Okay, buddy? Allowing a second installment of a bit violates the spirit of Pitch of the Week, my friend.
And that is?
Which is to force you to come up with a brand new stroke of genius every time. And it allows me to exercise the arbitrary power that feeds my egomania. This is ridiculous. I can't very well debate you when the entire exchange has been scripted in advance by you.
What, this isn't scripted.
Yes, it is. Even this part is scripted. No doubt an attempt to make it seem non-scripted.
Mark, I believe the term is unscripted.
I know that. I was just reading what you wrote. You're driving me crazy with your superior intellect. Oh, for Christ's sake.
Wait. Mark, I assure you, you're free to say whatever you want.
Bruce, I would be delighted if you would repeat a bit. Oh, and I just pooped my pants.
Don't worry, Mark. We'll edit that out in post. Uh-huh. But I'm glad you've agreed to the reprise of a bit. And this is one of the best. Remember, it's a phone conversation with a king of Wessex from the year 750. His name is Cedric the Ineffectual. If you recall, Cedric was a thinly veiled metaphor for George Bush. Now, let's go to script, okay?
Let me repeat. I poop myself.
Script, please, Mark.
Oh. Our leader is an idiot. Sadly, 'twas always thus. Now it's time for our weekly phone call to the year 750 and the King of Wessex, Cedric the Ineffectual. Let me just dial the histriophone. Oh, you idiot. It's been 6 months, Bruce. Haven't you come up with a better name than histriophone?
Hey, just read the script, okay? You got a very important line here. Clears up the problem of why somebody in the year 750 would pick up the phone. Everything is taken care of.
Yeah, luckily, this is a speakerphone. Hello, Cedric. Pick up. Pick up the object that looks like the jawbone of a stag.
You mean the histriophone? I love that name. But what's a phone?
Cedric, this is Mark Maron from the future.
The future? Well, don't tell me how Beowulf ends.
Beowulf? Is that even written down yet?
Written? What's that? I was listening to it on my bard. I paused him halfway through.
You paused your bard? How do you do that?
I hit him with a piece of firewood.
Cedric, if you recall, you function as a commentary on our own society. Last time we spoke, you had been attacked by Vikings, so you invaded the unrelated kingdom of Northumbria.
Yes. We got bogged down. Didn't reckon on that stupid bog. Now insurgents are attacking our soldiers with improvised weapons, like oxcart bombs, horse bombs, and ass bombs.
Ass bombs? You mean exploding donkeys?
I wish!
It's gold! I'm sorry,
here we go, here we go. Cedric, we're having a big debate here about immigration.
Immigration? Don't get me started. We're having a terrible problem here. The Saxons are coming and taking all of our jobs.
Wait, I thought the Saxons were burning villages and raping women.
Yes, those are jobs. What the hell is your economy based on?
Well, have you come up with a solution to the immigration problem?
Yes, two words. Guest villages. Brilliant, right?
He first was slain, girded warrior. Grendel on him turned murderous.
What? What's that, Cedric? It sounds like someone reciting Beowulf.
Oh, it looks like I have to pause my bard again. Look, I've got to go. I feel an ass bomb coming on. And that is the closer, ass bomb. Uh-huh. What do you think?
It says here I poop my pants.
I'll take that as a yes. See you next time with Cedric the Ineffectual. Now go clean yourself up, okay, Mark? You got to admit, that one rocked.
All right.
It's a go. We're going with Cedric the Ineffectual, unless I find another one I want to repeat.
Okay, buddy. All right, I'll think about it. And that's just great. All right. Bruce Cherry's Pitch of the Week.